It's 8:45, about 8:45 Eastern Time on Tuesday. This is a report to kind of catch up on the things that have gone on so far today. We got up this morning and got to our delegate breakfast. Rosie's friend Faye met us at the breakfast and got to see four senators at breakfast this morning. First, we saw Tammy Baldwin, which is our Wisconsin senator. Then Tom Harkin from Iowa came and talked to us. And then John Tester talked to the breakfast, which Montana's in our same hotel, and they have breakfast with us, so it was appropriate that John Tester was there to talk to his people. And then Bernie Sanders came and talked to us, and it turned out that Bernie was kind of making the rounds of delegation breakfast this morning, and ours was one of his stops. He talked about how, you know, even though he's disappointed that he's not the nominee, that we have to keep this movement going and work hard to get people elected up and down the ticket and so on, and that, you know, having Trump elected as president is just completely unacceptable. After breakfast, we kind of chilled out in the room for a while because I was just really tired. We were up till about 1 o'clock last night and then had to get up about 7 this morning to get my credentials on time. So it was just kind of took some time to relax. Also, we went over to Reading Terminal Market and had some lunch there shortly before I left. Had some great Thai food, had some salmon curry and some chicken pot Thai, and we got pretty well filled up, and the whole works cost us like $15. It was awesome. Came back to the hotel, chilled out for a little bit. And I went over to the subway station at about 3:30 to catch the train to the convention. I got here at about 4:30, and you know, it was the usual TSA checkpoints. I got hand searched today rather than run my pack through the big electronic scanner, which seemed to take a little bit longer, but everything was good. The train, anybody that did not have credentials was asked to leave the train on the station before the last station, the station before the convention center, or the sports complex station, and they actually checked credentials at the station platform. So if the credentials weren't good, basically you'd have to just get back on the train and leave again. So we weren't, anybody that didn't have credentials wasn't able to even leave the station. Left the station, got kind of guided through all the passageways and walkways and surrounded by fences and huge security, and eventually found and walked all the way to the basketball arena and walked on in and got to the convention floor at about 4:30, and I will pick up from there on the next report.